The problems of this world are ours, not God's, right? He's not burdened by our tangles. He's solved all that stuff. Just, you know, he put stars in the sky. Some people say, if you believe that. Some people say, well, you know, I mean, it's an allegory. It's a poem. It described something that we say, and that's human evolution. That's saying we had a good idea and we made God to explain the stuff. And it's back to front. God spoke and bang, it happened, and science is discovering it, and we're all looking at the same evidence, and God says, all the way back to the start, what banged? Exactly. And he said, all the way back at the start of the what banged banging, what was the spark? And I'll tell you that God spoke and said, let there be light. Initiation energy for the big bang that all the scientists are talking about, and there it is. There's plenty of room for God. It's good news. It's good news. And he's really there, and he's not burdened by our tangles. He presides over the raising up of rulers and deliverers. Thank you for Moses. And we're back in Exodus. Today we hear a challenge to follow God, a God who sees, a God who hears, a God who knows, and a God who comes to deliver out of our trouble that we get ourselves into. By the good decisions we make and the bad decisions we make. And he's going to help. And I need help. Do you need help? Your dad needs help, doesn't he, Daniel? You live in the house with him. Somebody pray for Daniel. Lay hands on him today. His dad, with the passion for the righteousness of God, can be a grumpy man who misrepresents God. Yeah? And Daniel, the cherub, the sweet boy, the innocent that he is, can sometimes say words that don't sound exactly like how wonderful he is deep inside. That's life, isn't it? It's life. All of us have faced these things. I apologize. I don't normally use my young son as an example. It's not appropriate without asking permission at first, but it's happened and we're past it. God, who sees, who hears, who knows, who comes to deliver and bring his people to the place where his promise is fulfilled. Where are you at? Think about a journey. Are you crying out? Oh, please get me out of here. Are you walking along the way and you're like, what are we doing now? Do you need delivered? Are you like, what is this desert? When will I get to the promised land? Is this time of trial over? Are you watching someone else going through a time of trial and that you've been through it already? Or have you not faced trial yet? You will. And then the people who've been through it before, they'll see and they'll go, oh, I know, you're about to pop, aren't you? Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, you know? And then I love this, seeing the babies in community, because you're terrified and you can't admit it. Because you're like, no, this is good. I can do this. And everybody with kids, you know, the people with the adult children that left, they're like, you will survive it. And yes, you can. But I remember those days. And it's actually not so evident in the thick of it. It's like water up to your nose. And then people come over and they splash you. And you're like, how could you splash me? I'm up to here. I won't be able to breathe. Stop doing it. And you think, wow, I was a little intense in my reaction to those things. Right? Because life is intense. And because you are going through it. And because, God, we need help. And he sees and he hears and he knows and he delivers. He's going to get every one of us through this. And it's a first world problem to say, oh, I don't think my child will sleep and we're having such a hard time. And then other people are like, I don't know if I can find food for my child this week. But we each, exactly where we're at, we got our stuff and we're churning. And we're like, oh God, please help me. And that's why Exodus matters, because we're like them. We're like them in our quiet desperation. We're like them in our confusion. And we're trying to figure it out. And God's saying, look, just walk with me. Don't put up with that stuff. Hold to the good stuff. I'll get you through. Here we go. And I'm not promising you pie in the sky in the by and by. Much later, much further away, when you die, you'll see it's true. I'm saying that here now God hears, here now he delivers, and you know it in your life. If you've lived long enough, it's true. And if you're young, you're going to see it and you'll hold fast to it. And if you're in the middle saying, I'm not sure what I used to believe anymore, hang on and tell someone and be together in this community of faith and get through. That's the sermon. We're responsible. Now that man knows the difference between good and evil, and we fail, what are we to do? What are we to do? Everyone here, not quite full marks. Everyone here, fallen short of grades with distinction. Actually worse than that, the dog ate my homework. Actually worse than that, my best answer was actually scrawled with purple crayon on a napkin and it's not acceptable. I can't upload it because I don't have connection. Except for God, who translates through all of it. Who says, God, here's what it's like. I was human and I lived it. When the groan means this. And yes, nobody could live a perfect life until I lived it, Father God, but I lived it. And I would like to vouch for them and them and them because they know me and they're not embarrassed of me and they stand for me. They know that it's true, Father God. They know it. And when we cry out and say, God, I know that it's true. Please let Jesus' blood cleanse us from all sin, the righteous sacrifice that He chose and died for me. Please deliver me. And God goes, I will take that deal. Yes, that's what we meant when we did it. And isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? We hear today a challenge to follow God. And His following sets us apart from other people. People who follow God are different. I don't want to be the same anymore. I don't want to get along to get closer, to be more like them undercover, and then eventually be a sleeper cell for God. Not ISIS. I'm a Christian, and I've been waiting to tell you Jesus. Ah, whew, it's a good thing we stayed friends long enough so I could finally get close to you on the J-bomb day. It's not it. It's a lie. It's bad. Bad religion. The only way to do it is to go, hi, I'm okay. Are we doing something together in community? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I got stuff, but my stuff doesn't tangle. God's gonna get me through. I'm not gonna get destroyed. What do we need to do today? And we get it done. And people, how do you manage that? How do you not get pressurized and explode like the rest of us? And you go, well, my pressures are vented. My accounts are short. My God is big. And I've seen Him get me through. And I'm going to get through. And that's why I'm different. Not because I'm fabulous, but because the messed up bit about me doesn't hobble everything because God's getting me through. The only way to get through life as a Christian is to be a poster child for God. Are you messed up? He let you be messed up. And He's showing His glory through your mess. And He didn't do it to hurt you. He did it to show you that you're going to get there. And all the stuff, all the nasty stuff, it can't stop you because you're eternal. And eternal people who are friends of God are going to hang with God. And you know what? I'm not embarrassed of my friend. I stand by my friend. No matter who comes against him, that's my friend. Jesus is my friend and I am his friend and he's with me. He goes, this guy's with me. Did you have a problem? Satan? No, no, Lord, no. I'll just get everyone else. Yeah. And I'm coming for them. And everyone in this room knows the gospel of Jesus Christ. He died for your sins because you've got them, because you are sinful. And all the good stuff is just varnish, nail varnish, on the crud that's caked all over a diamond in the rough. God buffs you down to the diamond. And it ain't sweet and it ain't pretty. But that's what God's doing. And it's His business. He goes, I know how to do this. You mind if I do what I know how to do? Yes, God, please go ahead. Thank you very much. God's not as cheeky as Dave Fraser. That's the part you have to sift out. But He is doing that. He says, varnish, it's so beautiful. Chip, 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 chip. Oh, now everybody can see all my muck and my dirt and gunk. And He goes, no, 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 no. That's not it either. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Here you are. Here it is. Look at that. Look at you now. Wow, you're amazing. How do you do it? Oh, and the Christian people who have been buffed down to nothing, they go, it looks like that, doesn't it? No, I remember the stuff. I've got stuff on the other side that you can't see, still buffing. That's the story. That's the Christian story. Are you set apart like these Israelites were set apart? Are you alive because God living in you is bursting out? so that the diamond can shine. That's what we're doing here.